Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meditation for Moms. I am Marie Georgopoulos, owner and creator of HeartTransformations.com. And it is my joy and gift to be here with you today as an intuitive counselor, a healer, and a spiritual mentor, and of course, a teacher in this journey. I really do appreciate everyone who comes on and downloads the podcast and holds the vision for mothers that I do as well. We have a wonderful show today focused on using meditation to access your higher wisdom or higher awareness. Many people will enter into meditation with the purpose of alleviating stress and to heal themselves. That certainly has been a part of my journey. But this, of course, is just a major benefit of meditation of any kind. You can actually go deeper into meditation and reveal sides of yourself that were hidden. Meditation can also be used to gain clarity around particular issues that you're having in your life, and also to gain inspired wisdom or creative thought. Say, for instance, if you have a project that you're working on, or maybe you just want to develop a piece of art, meditation can help you to explore this creative thought as well. I actually opened up to my gifts as a divine messenger and a healer through this type of meditation and through the belief, of course, that it was possible for everyone to tap into this resource, this inner depth of ourselves that is wise and eternal and exists as source, as part of source, the source of all things. So I'm grateful to be here with you and thankful to have you here sharing my vision for mothers. As I said before, I do this every show. I share my vision of the show so that not only you can hold the vision as well, hopefully, but also create a vision of your own for your journey into meditation or your spiritual journey. So the mission and purpose of this show is to assist mothers in returning to what I call a state of well-being, a state of natural openness, of love, of inner peace, of joy, of harmony, whatever that well-being might mean to you. And we do this by tapping into the resources of our spirit. It truly is meant to be a return to the heart, and an understanding of the depth of who you are, beyond the role that you chose as a mother, but as a woman whose core essence is God or infinite love, divine intelligence, goddess, whatever you choose to call it. So the world vision that I hold is a world filled with conscious mothers who are connected to their hearts, to their spirits, to their clear knowing, who give and receive love in equanimity, and that this has a ripple effect into the heart of the home, into the heart of the community, and into the heart of the world. When we are more aware of ourselves as spirit, and we share this space of love and well-being with others, it can only affect change around us. It is the law of creation. I know this to be truth in my own life, with every fiber of my being, as I've seen it unfolding in my own life over the course of time. So if you've been listening to this show, you know a little bit about my story and what led me into this path and this journey. But briefly, I come from a family that had a large degree of dysfunction in alcoholism and addiction, and there was abuse not only on the physical level but emotional and sexual as well. And this led to chronic disease in my journey, all this emotional energy that I held on to. So it led me on my path of healing, which then began to open me up to my higher purpose as a healer, as a divine messenger, as a person who is able to perceive beyond the veil and begin to teach others how to connect to their soul and how to connect to their higher purpose as well. And so that's a very short story. You can learn more about me on my website at hearttransformations.com on my about pages. You can also go to the first show on From My Mama's Kitchen, which aired on April 7th, where I go into it a little bit more in depth. Or you can email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com. I'm happy to share more about myself or guide you in how I can assist you in your journey. Also, I will be taking callers today as a reminder. So if you have any questions or if you want intuitive guidance from your spirit guide, your higher self, or your angels about your spiritual practice, about meditation, or something you're struggling with in your journey, please feel free to call in after the meditation. Have this number handy, 347-327-9995. And dial 1 to you into the question queue. I'll see your hand sort of raise that you have a question. So also, as I state with every show, the shows are designed to build upon one another and move you through a transformational meditation journey into the heart of who you are. It really is a journey of self-realization. I call this the art of transformational meditation. And through this process of aligning with your soul, I have discovered parts of myself that were hidden. I'm also a kinder and calmer person. I'm more open to others. I'm opening to the broader perspective of my reality. And these broader perspectives help me to see the wisdom in all circumstances or creations in my life. I'm actually able to transcend my ego mind more throughout the day and see these broader perspectives. And through this, I'm able to walk my truth as best as I can. Now, the art of transformational meditation, of course, is what we've been talking about through the series of this show. And to me, the basic premise of meditation is transformation. It is a blending process. That's what I intend for me. And I do believe that the art of transformational meditation is based upon our focus and our intent and our purpose in meditation. When we intend, even if it's outside of meditation, but intend in our life, and we live intentfully, we begin to focus our energy towards something that we desire. And our soul, our higher self, our divine intelligence begins to program us towards believing what we need to believe in order to receive that which we desire. As I've discussed before, I like to meditate, of course, with consistency and with intent, as I just shared. And I do believe that this intent and this consistency helps to pave our way. It helps to pave our way to our God self in revealing this. The universe and source has for us in response to what it is we desire. Whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call this source inside of you, begins to hold the space for you to have everything that you intend. And meditation is just one of those ways of being in that space of alignment to our intentions vibrationally. It's entering into a space of allowing of the unfolding or the receiving of that which we desire. So meditation is a very practical and spiritual tool, as it can not only help us clarity, but it can also help us in healing our bodies and also connecting our body, mind, and spirit together. So if we have stress in our life, it is a wonderful way to really allow the de-stressed part of ourselves, the part of ourselves that knows only love and knows only harmony and only grace and only that which is pleasing to us. So yesterday I was sitting and developing my show for today, and Archangel Sandalphon said to me that meditation is a way to liberate the mind. Now, Archangel Sandalphon is adoring virtue, who is the angel guru in our time. She's one of the many, of course, but she's very well known through Hay House. She says that Archangel Sandalphon is in charge of carrying all our wishes and prayers to God. Of course, there's many other things that he is in charge of, and you can read about him a little bit more online. For now, I wanted to expand upon this idea of meditation as a means to liberate our mind. Of course, this is part of what we've been talking about over the course of the show. And I really feel that he meant that meditation helps us to release our monkey minds, or what we call our mind chatter or our scattered mind. In actuality, everything is mind. You know, there is a higher mind that we're all a part of with a capital M. And when we have a scattered mind, we're not using or utilizing the power of our mind, of our higher mind with a capital M, which has the power of reasoning, power of intuition. So we have access to this higher mind through the power of presence and through meditation. To me, meditation is the practice of being, in all caps, you know, the big being. It's a way for us to surrender to the now, to be okay with what is, and to just be the observer of it in a very neutral, benign space. In the now, nothing else exists, and time is an illusion. So consistency of meditation with the intent to quiet the mind and still the mind, you can begin to access higher wisdom or the creative mind. So what do I mean by accessing? To me, accessing is like flipping on a switch or opening the door to these higher aspects of ourself. Or to put it technically, it's like entering into those right brain centers. It's like turning on or tuning into divine consciousness that is outside time and space and knows all. I also use the example of learning to ride a bike, or actually this can apply to learning almost anything, how to ride the bike. But you don't truly ride the bike well until you access the ability to balance in motion. So through the practice of riding the bike, a doorway opens to higher awareness that intuitively takes charge of the body functions, so balance occurs while in motion. Some sort of body intelligence takes over to ensure our safety and higher learning of motor skills. And this is true with meditation as well. So as you practice stilling the mind, the body will eventually be divinely intelligent as it is run by your spirit or your soul. Your soul knows what to do to resolve any life issue, any health issue, or any world issue. If you think about, you know, when you cut yourself, you don't even have to intend for it to heal. The body just starts working to heal itself. All you simply do is take care of it, wash it, put a Band-Aid on it, and let it be. This is the process of meditation, taking care of yourself and letting things be. Your soul is pure potentiality in form. It is ever creative, and it is eternal. When you unlock the door to higher potential, your body remembers its higher will and higher thought. Your body is the carrier of thought and wisdom to the world, so it will remember how to do this if you allow it. So when we allow the mind to become quieter and quieter, you'll begin to enter into the space between your thoughts, or what some might call the void or the gap. And this gap exists in every now, the sea of all potentiality, which is you, your source, and the source of all things. So between every thought is this gap, which you are entering into during your meditation. You don't have to try to find it. It's just there. It's there in your breath. No matter how many thoughts you have, it's still there, and you're entering into it. So when you meditate consistently over time, I feel that layers of the mind-body are pulled back until only the seed of the divine is left. My source self says that you'll go through a process of cellular remembrance of your divine qualities. And over time, you won't even need meditation for inspiration. In fact, some of you may already find that you receive inspiration when listening to music or sitting in nature or maybe even taking a long drive in the country. Some of you may get into a space when you're washing the dishes, especially if you have music on, or while you're doing anything that's artistic, because that's a right brain process when we enter into art. So we have the capacity to enter into this sea of potentiality throughout the day, especially when we are really present in the moment. And these moments actually happen more and more often when you've been practicing meditation for a while. Your meditation time tends to turn into meditative living. With all this said, like the scenario of the bike, I can teach you to meditate, but it is only through the experience of meditation that you'll begin to access higher degrees of awareness. Today, I will focus on giving you a few kernels of my wisdom that will assist you in practicing your meditation for the purpose of accessing your higher wisdom or your creative thought. So these are ones that I live by. These are my kernels of wisdom that I live by and use. So number one is have faith in your ability to receive inspiration or higher wisdom. Many of us know that part of the Bible where Jesus states that there's only, you know, we only need the faith of a mustard seed, the little tiny mustard seed, to move an entire mountain. So faith is this sort of high vibration as it is carried on the wings of divine trust. And when you trust that you are source, and that your body is divinely intelligent, then you will receive all that you desire, especially in your meditation practice. So number two, let the outcome of your meditation unfold in its own time and space. So one, you have the faith and the knowing and the divine trust. And number two, you're just going to let the outcome unfold, detach from the outcome. Don't be tied to what you want so much, but see that everything that is happening is a becoming of what you desire. And basically, when you meditate with the intent to access your higher consciousness, you can let go of how or when you receive this. The wisdom you desire could come in any time and in any form. For example, when you place that intent to just be the allower of the how and the when, you could be moving through your day and a book falls off the shelf, or a friend brings you a book, or something plops down into your email that you never signed up for, but it is the answer to your question. So just allow the unfolding of this guidance. Number three, I really said you write out your question for your source self or your intentions for what you want to receive. For example, today I would like, this is just an example of what you could write. Today I would like inspiration on how to resolve X, Y, and Z. Keep it very simple. Keep it very clear. Try not to bundle too many questions, especially, you know, one on top of each other, because you're just beginning to learn to attune to your guidance. This way you'll get used to how it feels to be in your higher mind. And number four, remember to breathe deeply. Breath is life, and we've discussed this on previous shows as well. And in fact, one of the previous shows, I read an excerpt from a book called Messages from Angels by Doreen Virtue, and they talked about breath as the carrier for information from the higher realms. So shallow breathing can limit your alignment to source and to the spring of energy, your prana, that runs your body and your mind. Today I'm actually going to teach you how to do ocean breath for your meditation today. Bring of energy inside of you. So some of the other things that I really enjoy during my meditation practice is to really commit to trusting the universe and all that divineness that operates this big world in our life, right? To really show me the way, to really help me to balance and find that maybe even sometimes emotional release that I need just so that I can begin to take the next steps that are most appropriate and in harmony with me. So I like to go neutral sometimes on things, meaning it's neither this nor that. There is no good or bad in this. It simply is. And neutral actually is a vibration that will begin to carry you upward on the vibrational scale that puts you more in a space of alignment with who you truly are, your authentic self. And so breath can do this too. Day, even when you're not in meditation, if you find that you're holding your diaphragm, just take the time to breathe 10 deep breaths. This will start the flow of your divine wisdom through your bodies. And we have more than just this physical body. We have spiritual bodies, we have mental bodies, and we have emotional bodies. And then, of course, our physical bodies. And they all come together as one source, not separate from the divine, but a whole autonomous unit, divineness of love. So there's much more to share with you, of course, on this subject. And if I have time, I'll add on to the end. But for now, I'd like to move into the actual meditation portion of the show. But first, again, I want to remind everyone that if you want to call in and be intuitively guided after the meditation, please write down this number, 347-327-995, and dial 1. You'll also see it on the Blog Talk Radio page there. Of course, I will be tapping into your higher self, your angels and your guides, your higher level guides. And you can ask any question about your meditation process, about your you may have in this, or anything that is outside of this that is purpose-related as well. So I enjoy doing this work with you, so please feel free to be on the call with me after our meditation. So in this meditation, you are going to set an intention to access higher awareness around a particular issue or perhaps to receive creative thought for a future project, etc., like I explained before. So I want you to just take a few seconds right now to jot down an intention or think of one in your mind. Remember to keep it simple for today, since our meditation is a short one. I like to jot it down because then, A, I remember, you know, what I asked. I've also known throughout my experience that the information that I received and that I asked. So if you go broad with your question, like I said, you know, today I would really like to resolve the issue of X, Y, and Z. If you go broad with this, then you'll get a very broad reply. There can be a more narrow one if you ask the next question. So you might be prompted to do this. So just take a few seconds right now and do that, and I'm just going to go quiet while you do that. Okay, so know that you'll have time to continue with this in the meditation. If something else springs to your mind, you can always add it during your meditation. But in this meditation, we're also going to state the intention to blend with your source self and to continue to open up to higher expressions of your source self. You may also intend to allow your well-being and your abundant health. These are my standard intents when I meditate, and I've seen the benefit of this type of pre-paving in my meditation experience. So use your own words, of course, as your source knows you, and each of you is unique. But by blending, I mean your higher self will begin to start to blend your lower consciousness with your higher consciousness. You know, when we talk about autonomy and we talk about one unit operating together, you become more fluid. Things become more organic in your life. You become more intuitive as well. And this opening up to your source self, opening the passageway to your higher expression, does mean opening to intuition and opening up to the thoughts that are of your higher will. And these thoughts will always feel good to you. They will always be the next step. They will always be happy things that you want to implement, and they will be healing things as well, especially if you have a journey like mine. So as I mentioned also earlier, we're going to be using ocean breath. And so I'm going to teach you ocean breath right now, and it's very simple. You're going to breathe in through your nose, and then breathe out like a that's an open mouth. But on ocean breath, on the ha part, close your mouth and make that same sound. So it's like this. So try that yourself. If you need to, use the ha with an open mouth first, and then go into the closed mouth version. Also during the meditation, I'm going to have you silently chant Om on the out breath. So in your mind, as you're doing the ha, you'll also be doing Om silently in your mind. It's okay if you can't do both, just keep your focus on your breath. Om, of course, is Sanskrit, and it is really the sound of all creation, brain centers, that will allow you to receive the inspiration that you desire. And so we're going to get started now in the meditation, and so I want you all to sit comfortably. In your chair, you can cross your legs or you can put your feet on the floor, whichever is most comfortable for you. And I'm going to go ahead and cue the music. Let sitting comfortably with your back straight, your feet on the floor. Just begin to breathe in and out through your nose, taking long inhales, long exhales in a normal way. You can put your palms facing up in your lap, or maybe you have a mudra that you like to hold, particular hand position. Whatever's comfortable for you, and just breathe in and out, putting your tension on your breath, gently listening to the music and the sound of my voice. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And again, breathing in and breathing out. We're just going to begin to relax all of our body, starting down at the feet, relaxing your toes and your arches of your feet and your heels, your entire foot, thus feeling relaxed. Now your ankles and your calves, relaxing deeper every time you hear me say the word relax. Relaxing your knees and your thighs. Now your hips. Just breathing deeply and relax. Relaxing your abdominal area. Taking those deep belly breaths, inhaling and letting your belly expand, exhaling and drawing it in, just gently, not pushing. Now relaxing your diaphragm area. Relaxing your shoulders. We carry so much stress. You may want to just wiggle them a little bit. Just go deeper and deeper to relaxation. Letting your shoulders drop away from your ears. Relaxing your arms. Relax your jaw. Relax the muscles in your face. Relaxing your eyes, the area around your eyes, and the actual eyes themselves, and even the optic nerves. Just imagine relaxing all those muscles around your temples. Taking those deep inhales and exhales. going to imagine a beautiful light in your heart center, a green light. It may just start as a ball of light. As you exhale, it becomes a little bit larger, a little bit brighter. Just hold your attention here, breathing. Attention back on your crown. Just imagine a beautiful lotus flower. This is the symbol of higher awareness. Just imagine that this lotus flower begins to open. This beautiful violet flame, a white flower, brilliantly lit, maybe even sparkling. As it opens, this flame just rises upward. As you breathe deeply, begin your ocean breath when you're ready. We're going to do 10 to 20 breaths. I'm going to join you now. allow yourself to breathe in your natural breath. Just go silent for 1 or 2 minutes. Just listening and being. Focus on your breath still. To bring yourself back to the room, wiggling your hands and your feet to normal breath, and when you're ready, open your eyes. And so I'm going to just give the phone number again for anybody who wants to get on the phone, who's listening. The number is 347-327-9995. Again, that's 347-9995. And then dial a 1. And that will put you in the question queue. I do want to just say that if you didn't receive anything, that's perfectly fine. Remember, you can just allow your spirit to bring you this information or this guidance or this solution or this creative thought, whatever it is that you intend for during the day. Maybe you'll have other still moments during the day or days when you're in the groove, you're in a meditative moment, and something just slips in to your consciousness. Or like I said, a book will be handed to you, or maybe there's a friend who calls you and gives you some guidance or tells you about an event that's going on. These are all things that have happened to me in answers to my prayers and to my intents and to my questions. 2, that your guides and your higher self, your higher will, they all speak to you through emotion as well. So if you're feeling happier in your meditation and your day, then you're beginning to claim more of your authentic expression, knowing that whenever we feel good, We are in alignment. We're doing, saying, and feeling, and thinking those things that are in alignment with our Source Self. Whenever we feel bad, we're doing, thinking, feeling, and saying things that are not in alignment with our Source Self and all that we desire for ourselves. So we can catch ourselves in the habitual, you know, patterns of thinking that actually cause emotional responses. And remember that this is an attractive universe, a universe where like energy attracts like energy, like vibration attracts like vibration, and every thought and emotion has a vibration to it. So when you're feeling bad, in particular, it's the feelings that create more than the thoughts themselves. We can sweep thoughts aside, but those thoughts and those thought patterns that elicit forth deep emotion are the ones that we're here to heal. They typically have a belief that's tied to them, a belief that we were taught by society, a belief that we were taught in our environment, and a belief that we were taught as a mechanism, in a way, to provide a sort of contextual place marker for all that it is that we don't want, right? So if I have a belief and grew up with a belief that the world is not safe, then I have this context by which to really believe the opposite. Now I believe that my world is safe, because I intend for safety, and I intend for self-love, and I intend for self-worth, and I intend to be in my passion and in my joy, and I intend to attract only those things that please me and to feel good. So I put my focus and my priority in my life on feeling good. Now, many of us mothers will feel like this is selfish, that if we care for ourselves first, we are being selfish. But believe me, your soul would want you, and their soul, your children's soul, your husband's soul, would want you to really claim your power and trust your vibes, trust you and how you feel, because you can't really serve your group, your family, in a loving way when you don't feel good. You're not filling their bucket because your bucket is not filled. So it can become life depleting rather than life enhancing. And so meditation and even chanting Om throughout the day too can really help to guide you back to your heart, guide you back to self-care and self-nurturing and the allowing of your inner guidance to spring forward for you, and the remembrance of your soul purpose, which is always beyond the roles that we play. There's a higher purpose. We choose roles, and they're good. They're good. As long as they feel good to us, they're good, right? If they don't feel good to us, then there's some inner work for us. There's some alignment we need to do, some new habits to formulate, some new beliefs to entrain with, some new beliefs to discover. Now, we only create from those beliefs that are really conscious to us. So you can work with your beliefs, and you can begin to say, what is it that I believe that's negative? What are my negative beliefs? And what would be the beliefs that I would need to believe in order to free myself from this negativity? It's a wonderful owning what it is that you want to believe. And believe me, those beliefs that you begin to pull into and pave your way with, they can change your life in as little as 3 days as you keep your focus on them. Now you have to trust that your spirit is behind you 100%. And that your spirit is omnipotent, right? Able to, all powerful, able to guide you through over every mountaintop with grace and ease. And if we just take the time to breathe and remember and release what is or what was, because every now is a new point of creation. Every now is a new way to intend. Of course, if you're feeling fear and you're feeling overwhelm and you're feeling those, feel them. Okay, don't stuff them away. Feel them. And then begin to have the conversation that feels lighter and lighter. Or distract yourself and do something good that feels good to you. Not in an escapist way, right? But in a way that really feeds your body and your mind and your spirit. Maybe it's something creative. Maybe it's a nap sometimes. Because if you're fatigued, you have to regenerate. It is a way to regenerate. So is breath and walks outside. So these are ways to really begin to trust yourself again and to fill your own bucket of well-being. This is how you reclaim your authentic expression too. As you begin to really feel good and make it a priority to feel good, you'll be inspired. You'll begin to open up to your inspiration. Hearing from all of you, please, you know, email me anytime at marieg@hearttransformations.com if you want to start a dialogue. But for now, I'm going to start to end the show. And I do want to just mention that Johnny Tan, who is the producer of From My Mama's Kitchen, who has so graciously had me on his show for all these months, he has a show coming up next Tuesday on November 24th with Amy Newmark, who is the publisher and editor-in-chief for Chicken Soup for the Soul. So Amy and Johnny, they will be discussing Chicken Soup's latest release, which is Chicken Soup for the Soul, Merry Christmas, 101 Joyous Holiday Stories. They'll be sharing cherished memories and traditions and entertaining stories about love and fun and the wonder of holidays, just to get us all into the right spirit for the upcoming holiday season. And I know in my past, holidays were always a big source of stress for me, and I had to really let go of the past and begin to tell a different story in my mind and create what I wanted and honor myself and my body in the holiday season, get plenty of rest, drinking lots of water, really doing the things that I want to do, getting help from other people, because I was a control freak and wanted to do it all and take it all upon my shoulders, and a perfectionist. So I had to let go of that and let other people help me so that I could have rest on these very sacred days. And start building in my mind ahead of time my joyous celebration, my vision for Christ, feeling it and honoring myself in that. So for any additional information on this upcoming show or any of the upcoming shows of mine, you can go to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio Show. That's fmmktalkradio.com. And you can look week to week and see what I have coming up. I have things posted coming up for our next shows in December. We'll do some more sacred chanting. Also, I just wanted to let you guys know, all of you women out there who are really wanting to awaken your heart, awaken and heal it, right? Maybe there's something that you really want to let go of, but it's been hard for you to do so, I would really highly recommend that you access my free gift on my homepage at hearttransformations.com. This is a beautiful gift to you. It's an MP3 series and a workbook that you can go through over the course of time. You can take your time with it. It is inner work, and you'll also go through a meditation process into your hall of records, your soul's records, where you'll be able to access your own divine blueprint and your knowing in there. So it's a very special meditation. I hope to do one later in January for you live on the air as well. Also, I want to recommend for anyone who's ready to go deeper into healing, into understanding their connection to their spirit, their soul purpose, understanding how to let go of escapism or feeling like you have to be on duty or being a doormat or people pleaser or whatever this is. Sometimes we come in with soul contracts to understand. Sometimes we come in with agreements that we've made to honor and to know things on a much deeper level in this journey. And if you're interested in this, I would recommend that you do a Heart Transformations Breakthrough Consult. It's totally complimentary. It's a way that you can ask some questions, get to know where your soul might take you in a journey with me. I will intuitively open up to see what's behind your struggles and what's going on there and what your soul might recommend in either. And sometimes it's other stuff. Sometimes it's things that I don't offer, and I'm open to giving you those resources. So this is totally a time for you to feel through whether or not I would be the right fit for you as a spiritual mentor and a healer and of course, a divine messenger. So you can go on my homepage, and you can scroll down. You'll see a little pop-up that will come up. That is for the consult. Or you can email me at marieg@hearttransformations.com, and I'll send you the link. Remember that Meditation for Moms airs every first and third Tuesday of every month at 10 a.m. Central Time. It has been my joy to serve you today. Please go in peace, and may the rest of your love, harmony, joy, and all good things. Namaste, dear ones.